guys always do so good. Okay. Are we playing more?
We tune because we care.
Okay. So we're talking about the highest value. Our highest value. So I wrote a couple of values on here. There's a whole long list of values. But I just wanted to keep this kind of in front of you, get it out of their way later, so that you can look at it as I talk, so that you can try to formulate your own values. What do you feel is your highest value? So before I talk, I always like to ask you, I know that today, somewhere in the talk, in what we're doing, there's a gift for you. Are you willing and open and ready to receive that gift?
Yes.
Anybody not? Okay. You guys are so good with that. So I'm going to invite you to stay open because there's something that I'm going to say, or I'm probably going to open this up to ask for questions from you that somebody else might say that's going to touch you, that's going to make a difference in your life. Yes? Okay. So now we have the... Tony, do we have the words of different words for the word God? Oh, good. All right, so we have infinite spirit, beloved one, eternal goodness, the thing itself, love, mother, father, God, spirit, divine magnificence. Okay, are you all okay with that? So that when I do, and I do some quite often sometimes, use the word God, and so if it doesn't work for you, I'm going to invite you not to stop and get stuck. I'm going to invite you to go up there and find a word that serves you. Yes? Good. Okay. So looking at our highest value, I'm going to ask you a question this morning is, how do you use spiritual principle to fully actualize your highest value? Spiritual principle is a changeless truth, something that always stays the same. How do you use that for your highest value, for our highest values? Let's begin with the famous Hamlet quote that says, "To thine own self be true." Everybody breathe into that one. To thine own self be true. Because you see, I think where our values come from, our highest values come from, is from our own truth. And what is that for you today? I believe that to discover our personal power and our highest value, we need to understand and value the power of the divine within each one of us. Ernest Holmes says, when we understand the law, we learn to consciously embody what we wish. Because that's when we ask for what it is we desire to have take place more in our life. And Ernest Holmes goes on to say, and think of this only. And then when we are drawn silently, we are drawn toward it. When we place our attention on an idea, a value, something that can serve our highest and greatest good, and we place our attention on it, and we focus, we are silently drawn toward it. I believe that every day, in every moment, every second, there is a choice that we each get to make. We have the right to choose what we wish to experience. And when we look at the values, when we look at love, faith, honesty, we have a right to choose any one of these or a group of these and say, this is what I am committed to, looking at and being that expression more in my life and everything I do. It's up to each and every one of us to live from this unity of life and to live from our highest values. I don't know about you, but when I look to and ask myself, how can I express more love here? How can I express greater sense of faith? And there are times, you know, that asks a lot of us, isn't it? And our word and our thoughts are powerful. And so when we commit to living this spiritual life that brings us to a higher awareness of our value in who we are and who God is in us as us, it's important that we each understand that we're open, that we are each a receiver of life, and we each are a producer of our own life. Now hear that. We are a receiver of life, but we equally are a producer of our life. And as we think, so we create the product of our thinking. Everybody breathe into that. So we kind of want to watch what we're thinking, don't we? If we keep looking at what's wrong and what is maybe could happen or possibly might happen, then what we're doing is we're denying that goodness that lives within us that wants to produce the highest and the greatest good in our lives, yes? So it's important for each and every one of us to understand this. We are each a receiver of life, and we produce that we wish to have more of. We're not just here to experience. You are also here to create. And when we begin to do that, work with the creative force that is within each one of us, it is absolutely and totally unlimited and unbound by experiences or by our past. I think that's what I like most about science of mind, is it is not bound by precedent. It is not bound by anything we've done or anything that we've said in the past. And we can literally say to that divine presence, cancel, cancel, whatever I've done in my life up until now, and have a clean, absolutely clean slate to write on that you desire. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're on. That means we're never held hostage because of our past or our history. I don't know about you, but for me, that's really good news, yes? So when we understand this, and when we work from those highest values that we are deciding on, and that we say, that's good for me, and add your own, please, because there are many more, then we are each given free will and choice to create ourselves new today. I don't know about you, but the way this day started, I want to create new from this moment on, okay? And we have days like that, don't we? And those kind of days make us grateful for the days that everything seems to work and gel and come together. Because gratitude, I forgot to put gratitude on there. In my opinion, gratitude is one of the top things on our values. Gratitude to me says to the universe, I love that. I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you. And more and more and more of that comes. Through the laws of consciousness, it is our birthright to use this creative force. See, I don't know about you, but every once in a while I meet somebody that I say, well, have you taken it to God? Have you gone into prayer? And they say, well, no, I don't think it's that important. Every experience, every idea, every prayer needs to be prayed. How else are you going to expect that the universe is going to be able to answer yes back to you? See, that's why we do joys and support. Because not only do we love that the job has been gotten and the health has come back, but we also support each other when we need that support. From you, from our family. Our life is an expression of what we create and what we desire to have take place for us. That's why we ask you to come and ask for support, because it's so important. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open, not just from this community, but from our divine center. Because God's unchanging presence is awaiting you and our discovery and the activation. We have to activate the divine through our daily thinking, through our prayers, through our choices, through our expressions. Ernest Holmes says, love is the self-givingness of spirit through the desire of life to express itself in us. Take a moment and think of that, that life is desiring to express in you. Love is free from condemnation, even as it is free from fear. Love is the cosmic force in and around all. Give a moment and breathe that in. It's that same super consciousness that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. I like Reverend Jane Beach, her example of that in her book, Remembering Who I Am. And she goes on to say, what if in every moment of the day you were aware of a bubble of love around you and within you? And this bubble, you knew that you were the, in this bubble, you knew that you were the most treasured person on the face of the earth. Everybody breathe. In this bubble that you live in, and it's not a breakable bubble, it's a powerful bubble. What if you had just messed up big time, and within this bubble of love, you were still life's most precious gift? So the next time you make a mistake, you say, whoa, I'm in the bubble of love. I like it. If you are absolutely, positively knew that this bubble was real 100% of the time, how would you live your life? Differently, I hope. The more I cultivate this power of the divine, the beloved one, in my life all the time, the more comfortable I feel, the more at ease I feel no matter what's going on. Because you see, when we truly embrace this super consciousness or the bubble of divine love, daily bringing your attention to the all presence of your own divine self, then you realize that everything you need, everything that is there to support you, is right where you are. You don't have to get it. So knowing that in a greater way today, how will your life change? So I also came across a really cool story. And I want to tell you, because I don't know about you, but every once in a while, I worry. Anybody else worry? No. Okay. I'm reading this to myself. All right. This is a book that I'm going to teach in June, and it's called Outrageous Openness. And the reason I like it, and it's by Tasha Silver, the reason I like it is there's these little vignettes, these little stories that she talks about. And it helps me to just change my thinking. And I use everything possible to assist me in my daily living. Okay. So it says, no worry, send blessings. And it says, in the course of a session, people tell me of someone they're concerned about. Maybe they have a child or a parent or a friend with a medical issue or a financial problem, and they say they worry about this person all day long as a token of their undenying love. Yes? Anybody? Okay, let's go on now. Put that aside, okay? It's okay if you've done that. But if you care about somebody, worry is the worst energy you can send. It directly transmits fear and restriction, since we usually visualize all the darkest possible outcomes. Anybody? Okay. So even if it's well-intended, worry blankets the poor recipient's energy field with a negative vibe. Imagine a black express mail envelope, Mark, thinking of you, filled with muck, mildew, and a few old bones. And she goes, that's worry. So it's simple. Instead, learn to send blessings as soon as worry begins. Just hold the person in your mind, filled with light and happiness. See them peaceful and content. Do it day after day. That's the single most useful gift you can mentally offer anyone you love. Think of that. So the next time you want to worry for yourself or someone else, don't send them that black express envelope, okay? It is so important that we celebrate who and what we are every day. The spiritual practice is the evolution of the soul's calling. When we read something like that, it reminds us, doesn't it, to stop the worry, stop the negative talk, because you're really sending yourself that letter. It's daily anchoring each one of us in the oneness, the unity of spirit, the divine magnificence. When we are mindful of God as our life, as our breath, as our true freedom, there is no need for doubt or worry or fear or shame. There is only room to celebrate. See, the Creator that created everything perfect and wholly complete has never made a mistake. So you can't possibly be a mistake, no matter what they told you. Okay? So I'm going to open it up a little bit to questions in case, and yeah.
Is joy appropriate for
that? I think so. Yeah, Susan has a mic. I would put joy in there, yes. I deliberately didn't put all those in there, only because I want you to think of something like that. So absolutely, to be filled with joy, that to me is a value. Yeah, and it feels good. Okay, anything that I said, anything that maybe I said a month ago that you have question about? No? You know everything? Well, you do, I can tell, look around. You're cute. You're filled with joy, yeah? Anybody, no? Aha, Julie, I can always count on Julie. Oh, push the button and make it, no, the one on top, Julie, where your other hand is, yeah. The one on the top or bottom? Bottom, Mark
said. Just so I understand the concepts here, would forgiveness be a value that would be in there or not really?
If you were forgiving yourself, for thinking poorly,
okay,
would be your value. But notice that forgiveness, I would forgive myself and then choose a value of who you are. Because forgiveness is really letting go of the past, is letting go of the black express mail. Because when we hold ourselves in an unforgiving place, then we hold ourselves in a hostage. Okay, good? Make sense? Yes? Okay, any other questions? No?
I was going to say that I think everything that you have said today, Reverend Maggie, is so beautiful of something that I've experienced in the last 6 weeks. And when you receive the message of not, oh, isn't this too bad, Barbara? Oh, this. No.
Yeah.
So you know it works.
Yeah, it does.
And it's a good value. So mm-hmm. Be careful, because words have power. Be careful how you use them.
Yeah, because thank you, Barbara. Thank you for reminding us of that. Yes, good. Yeah. Give her lots of love. Give her lots of love.
I'm going to take this moment to say I forgot. After the service, Tony has put together.
All right.
Yeah. Things.
Yeah.
So stick around. You
Tony has put together some pictures, so we're going to run those pictures of Alan and the family. And so you're going to eat cake and first and then go have lunch, yes? Because this is okay. We're going to bless that cake and we're going to say, you know, and don't tell your mothers, remember? Can't have dessert first. Oh, yes, we can. Stomp your foot, have a piece of cake. Okay, we're running a little bit late. I'm going to do a quick prayer. Anybody else have anything? No? Okay. So let's just stop and take a moment and just breathe it in and know and accept that there is only one life, one power, and it is here, it is now, it is the life that lives within me and definitely the life that is breathing within you. You are the beloved place where God shows up. And so we recognize that everything that we have needed, every piece of information and that lifts our soul into a greater sense of unity and harmony within ourselves has been the gift that is given here today. And it is a gift of friendship and love that this community shares with one another. And it is the gift of uplifting and up-leveling ourselves into that place of greater value and greater unity within ourselves and for each other. This is what I know. And this is what I share beyond these words that I can say. There's always more. There's always something greater. God giving, God sharing, God awakening within us. And so we stay open and available and receptive to all that is the gifts of this day and every day. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.